In Alaska, Fred and Mary Michaels have been protesting against abortion outside the Valley Women's Health Clinic in Palmer almost every Friday for the last 4 years. Now a counter-protester has started driving in from Anchorage to make her voice heard too. APRN's Joshua Tucker has more.
Three people stand in a semicircle on a snowy sidewalk outside the clinic. Together, they recite a rosary condemning abortion. One counter-protester has joined the sidewalk scene. Parked 10 feet away, she plays loud music to make her voice heard.
Give us the grace when the sacredness of life before birth is attacked, to stand up and proclaim that no one ever has the authority to destroy unborn life.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Fred and Mary Michaels are holding signs provided by the Catholic organization, the Knights of Columbus.
We're in Palmer, and we're at the office of Dr. Susan Lamaggi, and she performs abortions. And we were trying to pray for that she'll stop.
Last July, founding member of Standing Together Against Rape, or STAR, Lenny Moran, began driving up from Anchorage most Fridays.
I'm counter-protesting their protest. This is my body, it's my choice.
For Moran, the abortion issue is very personal.
I find it offensive that they should stand outside doctors' offices that are still open and still dealing with patients that may have to make a decision, and they don't need that kind of guilt put on them.
When she was 17, Moran was raped at a party.
Apparently he slipped something in my drink. I woke up in my car, and I had been raped.
Back then, in 1969, abortion was still illegal in Alaska. So Moran's mother found a pimp who took her to the back room of a daycare center, where another woman laid her on an ironing board and gave her quinine to make her miscarry. But the quinine made Moran dangerously ill, and she began to hemorrhage.
What are they going to put me through next? I just couldn't imagine going through anything worse than what I had just been through. So I got to the hospital, and Dr. Curtis said I was within 15 minutes of dying. He saved my life, and didn't miscarry at that time. It took 2 weeks before I miscarried.
When the state of Alaska voted to legalize some abortions in 1970, 3 years before the Roe v. Wade decision, Moran's story was the last piece of testimony heard by the legislature before they voted. It was read into the record by Dr. Curtis. Over the years, Moran's experiences helped her become an activist on the issue. She was a co-plaintiff in a suit with Dr. Lamaggi, calling on Mat-Su Regional Medical Center to perform abortions since they accept public funds.
She's a wonderful doctor. She stands for women's rights, and she makes sure that we in this state can have a first and second trimester termination, and she goes to great lengths of danger for that.
Dr. Lamaggi does not speak to the press. Her husband, John Fairfield, works with her at the clinic.
I've been here for over 25 years in this office, and yes, over the past 25 years, there have been, from time to time, episodes when I've had to call the police about somebody coming onto private property and trespassing. We're not now speaking of the people who are here today.
Fred and Mary Michaels have expressed their views cordially over the years.
There are other choices besides abortion. Adoption is a wonderful option. And a lot of people choose to raise their child rather than, you know, maybe have some hardships raising it, but still they have a child.
Fred Michaels finishes his tuna sandwich. He protests on his lunch break. After an hour in the cold, everyone packs up and leaves. They say they'll be back next Friday. For APRN, this is Joshua Tucker reporting from Palmer.